During his talks with Albert Dodge, President Xi says the current bilateral relationship is the best ever in history.
China and Mongolia are good neighbors, good friends, and good partners. The bilateral relationship between the two sides is at historical best. Both sides attach great importance to the bilateral ties, which is always put in an important place in both countries' foreign diplomacy. We are willing to make efforts to promote further development of the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries so as to benefit both peoples.
He adds that the development of the comprehensive strategic partnership is in the common interest of the two sides and has more support from both peoples. The partnership was established last August after President Xi made a state visit to Mongolia. For his part, Albert Dodge says Mongolia is ready to increase interactions with China in multiple areas to enhance mutual trust and reciprocal cooperation. China and Mongolia have reached consensus on conjoining China's Silk Road Economic Belt Initiative with Mongolia's Steppe Road Plan, an infrastructure construction proposal aimed at boosting the Mongolian economy through transborder transportation. Ran Zongzi, a professor from China Institute of International Studies, says the rapid interaction between the two sides reflects their willingness to promote cooperation.
The mutual trust between China and Mongolia has been enhanced. China respects Mongolia's independence, sovereignty, and territorial integrity, as well as the development path chosen by the Mongolian people on their own. This will make the Mongolian side feel assured when developing ties with China. I think the mutual trust has further promoted the development of bilateral ties.
Chen Fengying with the China Institute of Contemporary International Relations says that a complementary economic and trade partnership plays a key role in making bilateral ties closer.
Both the infrastructure and advantages of the two countries are complementary to one another. Mongolia has abundant resources, while China has huge market demands and manufacturing industry, which Mongolia also needs, laying a complementary foundation for the bilateral cooperation.
After the talks, the two leaders witnessed the signing of a string of cooperation documents. Albert Dodge is paying a state visit to China, which has already taken him to Xi'an, capital city of northwest China's Shaanxi province. This is his second trip to China this year, after his last visit in September to attend the commemoration marking the 70th anniversary of the victory of Chinese People's War of Resistance against Japanese aggression and the World Anti-Fascist War. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.